Well, I promised you that this edition had a touch of spring about it, and here to usher that in is our word of the month, which is equinox. Here's Dorothy.
Word of the month.
An equinox is traditionally defined as the time when the plane of Earth's equator passes through the geometric centre of the sun's disk. This occurs twice each year, around March 20 and September 23rd. In other words, it is the moment at which the centre of the visible sun is directly above the equator. The word is derived from the Latin equinoctium, from equus, equal, and nox, genitive noctis, night. On the day of an equinox, daytime and nighttime are of approximately equal duration all over the planet. Long before conceiving this equality, primitive equatorial cultures noted the day when the sun rises due east and sets due west. And this happens on the day closest to the astronomically defined event. As a consequence, according to a properly aligned sundial, the daytime duration is 12 hours. In the Northern Hemisphere, the March equinox is called the vernal or spring equinox, while the September equinox is called the autumnal or fall equinox. In the Southern Hemisphere, the reverse is true. During the year, equinoxes alternate with solstices. Leap years and other factors cause the dates of both events to vary slightly. Hemisphere-neutral names are northward equinox for the March equinox, indicating that at that moment the solar declination is crossing the celestial equator in a northward direction, and southward equinox for the September equinox, indicating that the solar declination is crossing the celestial equator in a southward direction. Since the moon causes Earth's orbit to slightly vary from a perfect eclipse, the equinox is defined by the sun's more regular ecliptic longitude rather than by its declination. The instants of the equinoxes are currently defined to be when the geocentric longitude of the sun is 0 degrees and 180 degrees.
I'm sure we're all looking forward to longer days and lighter evenings, aren't we?